Good morning, Cornerstone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And today, we're going to talk about it's time to rejoice. Amen. It's time to rejoice. Let's look unto the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you today. We praise you. We worship you. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for seeing our needs. Thank you for seeing us when we were lost and undone. We thank you for salvation. And we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to gather together once again. Gather together, the Lord God. You said when we gather in your name, two or three of us, there you'll be in the midst of us. And so we're gathering in your name, whether it's on YouTube or Zoom or whatever it may be, we are gathering in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you today. And we are believing and acknowledging that you are in the midst of us today. So here's my hands, Lord. Here's my feet. Here's my mouth, Lord. Speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. We thank you that your word will not return void, but accomplish the things you sent it to do and prosper in the things that you please. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to cut between the bone and marrow, soul and spirit. We love the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up big on the inside of us today, Lord. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Would you place your hands over your heart? Say, I am good ground, and the word I receive today shall bring forth much fruit in my heart and in my life. Extend your hands to the pastor. Say, Pastor, you're anointed, you're appointed, you have the green light, so preach the word of God. Amen. Amen. It's time to rejoice. You know, sometimes we have to rejoice even when we don't feel like rejoicing, even when we don't think that it's our spirit doesn't tell us, our natural flesh doesn't say it's time to rejoice, but our spirit will tell us it's time to rejoice. And that's what I'm feeling today. I thank God that happiness and joy are two different things. Happiness depends upon things that are happening to us externally. You know the song says, don't worry, be happy. Well, I got news for you. If you're not a Christian, you should worry during times like these. But we're not thinking about the happiness portion of it. We're thinking about the joy. And I want to focus this morning on the fruit of the Spirit. You know, it's kind of like when you get a fruit basket. You know, when you get a fruit basket, there's all different types of fruit in that basket, apples and oranges. But they're all called fruit. And so the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, joy, peace, patience, even tempered, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. You know, we don't all have all of the fruit evident in our lives at all times, but you know what is there, and we're working on it. D.L. Moody was told one time, and he looked at a bottle, and in that bottle, it was half full with drink, and the other half was filled with air. And they said, how do you get the air out of the bottle? And they said, well, if you suck it all out, it'll compress and maybe break the bottle. And they were contemplating, how do you get the air out of the bottle? And D.L. Moody says, you pour more water into the bottle. It'll force the air out. Air is a type of sin that's in our lives. And the liquid is a type of the Holy Spirit that's there. When we pour in more of the Holy Spirit, when we pour in more of the Spirit of God, it would force all the other things, impurities, out of our lives. I know I use the example all the time about how God heats up the fire sometimes to purify the gold. And the more he heats it, the more impurities come out of it. And so sometimes that's what happens with us. And so God pours in more of his Spirit. And you know, the more of his Spirit that he pours into us, it seems like we're filled more with the joy of the Lord. That's one of the evidence of the Holy Spirit, is his joy. Three things I'm going to focus on today. And one is the promise of joy, the presence of joy, and then the power of joy. God promised us joy. He says that he will turn our mourning into dancing again. He said he will turn the ashes into praise. He's going to turn things around. Sometimes you have to go through something in order to enjoy the blessings of it. Have you ever been on a long vacation and you're there and you're enjoying yourself while you're there, but you started getting a desire, you know what, I need to get home. I'm getting a little tired from being away. I need to get back. And then when you come back and you move into your house, come back into your home after a long absence, don't you feel a joy like I'm home now? I have joy. I always tease Sister Sheila because there's that old song. None of y'all probably know it, but this is a worldly song that says, "Daddy's home. Your best friend wrote and told me that you had teardrops in your eyes, but I want you to know that Daddy's home." You know, sometimes when that person that we love is away, we're sad. But when they return home, then we are happy. Some of y'all don't know that song, so don't worry about looking it up on YouTube or whatever. It's not that important. But the point, just get the point that I'm talking about. Amen. Psalms 21, and this is a promise that God has given unto us. He says, "The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings, a place of crown of pure gold on his head. He asked for life and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great, and you have bestowed on him splendor and majesty." One thing about it is joy is not something you can manifest. Joy is not something that you can conjure up. I think years ago when in a Pentecostal kind of environment, you would go to the church and they would hit the right tune and the right note and people would begin to dance and they would begin to shout. But that's praising him, but that's still not joy. That doesn't mean that you have joy just because you have the emotions that are coming your way. Joy only comes when the evidence of the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. Do you know joy will come when there is no emotions being generated outside? Joy will come when you're going through your most deepest conflict, the most deepest problems that you have. Deep down in us, there is still joy. Have you ever been going through a trial and a test and a temptation, and all of a sudden, God gives you a joy deep down in your soul? He'll wake you up sometime in the morning, hallelujah, and a song will be in your spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is singing over you and bringing joy into your life. You know, there's a promise. He promised us that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And you have to make up your mind. You know, sometimes we can allow our mind to go down a deep chasm of darkness, especially during this time, especially when there's so many losses. I've seen 3 funerals in 3 weeks here in this area, and I went to one of them, and actually it was Brother Wilkins' sister, Reverend Claudia Tiller, passed away, and I went over to the church and saw Deacon Wilkins, and he said, "Pastor, yes, we're going to miss her, but you know what? I'm happy because I know she's in heaven right now. I know she's rejoicing right now." All the suffering, all the things that she's gone through. No more tears, no more sorrows, no more heartaches. Hallelujah. She's in the presence of the Almighty God. And as I was reading the scripture this week, it says that when we, that Mount Zion, when we enter into Mount Zion, the joy of the Lord, that the angels of God are singing and praising and glorifying Him. Hallelujah. There is joy in the presence of the Lord. That's why we need to have God to come into our lives. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to read the word. Because when we begin to do that, the joy of the Lord comes out deep on the inside of us. Hallelujah. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And if the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. I love to enter into the presence of the Lord, because when you enter into His presence, you receive His joy. Amen. Over in Philippians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, always in every prayer of mine, you are still, I'm making my request with joy. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of the faith. Fruit of my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. When we get together, when we begin to get in unity, it brings joy. You know, when we get at odds with each other and when there's a division, there's no joy in that situation. We don't enjoy even thinking about things. But when we can get things settled, when we can make peace and get things on one accord, at that place, there's a spirit of joy. Hallelujah. So therefore, there's always this promise of joy, which we receive when we receive the Holy Spirit. When He says, now that you have been filled with the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Oh, I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to walk in His joy. Hallelujah. I don't want to be walking in the darkness and in the despair of life. It's so interesting today. I said, I'm planning on preaching on joy, but it was so overcast. But then when I came in and parked my car in the front of the church, the sun came out. Hallelujah. And I said, thank you, Jesus. That's the way God does with us sometimes in our lives. It's dark, it's despair. But if we just keep pressing, we just keep moving on, eventually the sun will come out again. It will shine again. Weeping might endure for a night, folks, but joy is coming in the morning. That's one thing about tests and trials. They don't last always. Even the storms of life will pass by eventually. You can't be in a storm forever. Amen. Eventually, that storm will pass by and the sun will shine again. Do you know the sun is always shining? When you get on an airplane and you start taking off above the clouds, and when you get above the clouds, all of a sudden the sun is shining. That's the way God is. He's still shining. Hallelujah. No matter what the circumstances are, God is still shining. Amen. He's still there. Hallelujah. In the midst of the situation, in the midst of the problem, you just got to believe that God still has things under control. Because He has it. He's got us in His hands. He is the presence of joy. You know, I love the song that we sing at the end of the message, you know, walk with me, Lord, walk with me. You know, it, those disciples, when they were walking on the road to Emmaus, and all of a sudden Jesus appeared and began to speak with them along the way, amen, and all of a sudden they realized this was Jesus. And then it says, didn't our hearts burn within us as the man of God spoke with us along the way? There was a joy in them, and with joy they went back to Jerusalem and said that we have seen the Lord. And when God enters into our lives, when God moves on the inside of us, when we begin to meditate on the word of God, when we begin to pray, when we begin to reflect upon the goodness of the Lord, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will show up. And when He shows up, He leaves an offering of joy in our hearts and in our lives. Oh, it's something about the joy of the Lord is our strength. So many times people are, sometimes they're the saddest people sometimes are Christians. And I'm saying, why are you so sad? You have a roof over your head. You have a good job. You're still making it every day. And yet and still you're moaning and complaining. We ought to be able to be the people of more joy than anyone else. When people come upon us, they'll say, you know what? These people have joy. I want what they have. If you just think about it, what do you have? You have salvation. He saved you from your sins. He died upon the cross. He paid the price for each one of us. And we don't have to worry about it anymore because the price has already been paid. That's something to thank God for every morning that you wake up. You ought to be able to thank God for that. I was talking to my son Brian today. It's his birthday. And he's 39 years old. And I said, well, don't get any older than that. You can be like Jack Benny. Jack Benny was 70, but he was always 39 when you ask him how old he was. Hallelujah. He never wanted to hit that 40 mark. Amen. There's something magical about that 40 mark. But when I was talking to him, he said, Dad, I'm getting ready. I'm up early. I've got myself some coffee, and I'm going to walk down here to the ocean. They said the sunrise there in Hawaii is beautiful from this spot. And then I'm going to do some fishing, a little fishing, and I'm going to enjoy my birthday. And I said, son, you know what? You are blessed beyond measures. So many people now are lining up trying to get food, lining up because they don't have a place to stay. And I was talking to my daughter, Erica. She said, Dad, right where I live on Duckett's Lane, said they are lining up there in the schoolyard. Said the line goes all the way down Duckett's Lane and down around on US 1 where people are coming to try to get food. And I am blessed. And that's the way we are. We are blessed today. We ought to praise God for the blessings of the Lord. We ought to praise him for our salvation. We ought to praise him for our substance this morning, that he's given us the substance of life. What do you have to complain about? What problem that you have that is so great that you cannot praise God today? What worry do you have that you can't turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out? There's a song that says, I prayed, but then when I turned it over to the Lord, he worked it out. Can God work it out? Hallelujah. There's another song that says that he's always working. He's working even when you don't see it. He's working it out for you. Even when you don't know about it, he's working it out for you. We need to praise him today. Thank him in advance for the victory that he's already purchased with his own blood. So we thank God, the promise of joy, then the presence of joy, then there's power in joy. Do you know when you begin to praise God in the midst of the situation, God some kind of way releases power in your praise? Because when you begin to praise him, when you begin to express the joy of the Lord, all of a sudden the strength of God comes and goes ahead of you and fight the battle for us. You know the familiar story of Jehoshaphat when he went out to fight against the enemy. And he thought that they were going to have the swordsmen, and they were going to have those that were skillful with the swords, and those that are in the chariots and horsemen would go ahead. No, God said, I want you to put the praisers ahead of you. I want the psalmists to go ahead of you. Hallelujah. I want them to begin to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you begin to rejoice in the Lord, some kind of way God sends Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies, the God of the armies of the Lord, will come and fight for you when you begin to praise him. When you begin to praise God, God does something for God. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise him in faith, even though you don't see the problem, even when you don't know what the answer is going to be, if you begin to praise him, all of a sudden God begins to release the angels of the Lord, goes ahead of you and begin to fight for you. That's why he told Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. We sing that like little children in Sunday school. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. But let me tell you something. They had to praise God. They had to go ahead and march around those walls. When we go ahead and act in obedience, and then all of a sudden he said, shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. And when they begin to shout, all of a sudden the walls came tumbling down. Okay, you think that's too familiar of the story? Let me give you another story about Gideon. Amen. When Gideon was going to fight and he had was surrounded by so many troops, I think there was 300,000 enemies and he had 30,000 troops. And God said, that's too many. And he told them that send all those that are afraid, let them go home. And a number of them left and went back. And then there was another group. And he said, that's still too many. I want you to go down to the water. And all those that lap up water like a dog, meaning their eyes are looking around, he said, they can stay. And the other ones, send them back. And all he had was 300 men. come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Sometimes God will cut away all of the things that you're relying upon. All the things that you think will bring you through. All of your devices and plans that you think can cause you to get the victory. And he'll cut them down until you have to depend upon God and God alone. Hallelujah. And when Gideon depended upon God alone, he gave him a plan and he began to say, now you're going to hide these lanterns underneath these coverings and pots, and then you break the pots, and then you say, Gideon and the Lord is upon you. And all of a sudden, when they begin to shout the victory, the enemy rose up and fought against each other. Amen. And Gideon had the victory. See, this is what God is going to do. He's going to cause the enemy to start fighting among themselves. You won't even have to fight some of these battles because God is going to get you the victory because you praise him when you learn how to praise him. I know, Pastor, I don't know where you're going, but I do know an election is coming up on Tuesday. Amen. And I'm praising God right now for the answer. I'm praising God right now for the victory. I'm not going to wait until the vote is in. I'm praising him right now because I believe God that righteousness shall prevail. Amen. Because there's power in joy. The joy of the Lord. Can somebody praise him with me? Can somebody shout with me? Hallelujah. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Can somebody say praise the name of the Lord? Thank you for the victory right now in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's time to rejoice. The promise of joy, the presence of joy, and the power of joy. Amen. Let the joy bells ring in your hearts today. Begin to praise him even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.